I'm here today with Mark Ware. What you been up to?
Hey, Rich, thank you, brother. Thank you for having us on. We've been blessed, but we've been real busy the last couple of weeks. I think I put 12 or 1,300 miles on the road. So looking forward to this weekend off before a sold-out show here in Georgia on the 17th. So we're getting up for that. We'll get us a little rest this week and then give our home state and our home fans a good show on the 17th.
What world of music did you grow up with?
So growing up, Rich, my dad was heavily involved in a Southern Baptist church, was a preacher and a deacon at most of the churches we attended. And so I grew up just playing Southern gospel music, and I'm told that's a lot of the songwriting I'm doing, they're calling it faith country. So a lot of my songs have a message in it. But grew up with Southern gospel music and been playing country and Southern rock for a long time.
What's your main inspiration? What keeps you motivated?
I guess my main inspiration is you guys. It's the fans. It's, a lot goes into those 90-minute shows behind the scenes. And we couldn't do it without our fans. We couldn't do it without our sound crew and our light crews. And all the folks that make it happen behind the scenes, and those folks buying tickets, that's my inspiration as an artist. So hopefully something I say or do during those 90 minutes, you know, just gives them a chance to check out of the regular daily lives and world and just enjoy 90 minutes of music. That's my inspiration.
Do you prefer listening to music or creating
it? I love creating music, and I love listening to music. Nobody's ever asked me that question before. My wife would probably tell you that I love listening to music more because we listen to music, you know, constantly. But I'd say it's right there as a tie. I like creating, too. I was just up in Nashville, and I got a chance to write some music with Sam Hayes, and we've got a really good song that's going to be dropped sometime in the spring that we're finishing up, and just I love creating too. So just a tie, I'd say, Rich.
Okay, we're gonna play your single, "Shooting Whiskey Killing Time."
Yes, sir.
Songs. Takes all I got to right all these wrongs. Every time I turn around, I see the bottle on the floor, reminding me it's empty and I need a little more. Even if it takes my last dime, I'll be shooting whiskey, killing time. Trading in my pain for another ride. I'm just shooting whiskey, killing time. Oh,
did you write that song and have some co-writers or?
Yeah, it's a funny story about that song. We was actually up in Nashville, Tennessee, and I was getting ready the next morning to go over and record. It's going to take a miracle. And that evening, the evening before, a good friend of mine and up in Nashville, he's getting about 15 million streams a week, Mr. Brian Martin. He came over to the place where I had the bus parked, and I showed him a little bit of this song. About 20 minutes later, we had it finished. So we sent it over to the producer and the engineer, and we wound up cutting two songs on that next day instead of one. And this song has turned out to have the most streams right now. So it was kind of a last-minute song that I had in my back pocket that I'd been working on, and I was just at the right place and the right time with the right co-writer, and we made it happen.
What can you tell me about your best and worst performance?
Probably my worst performance was last year we were just getting used to performing with a click track, and that was something I was trying to get used to, and we had never played with a click track before, and it was just a disaster to say the least. But we worked it out the next day and worked real hard at getting used to it and recovered on that next night. But my best performance, I'd say, shoot, I have a lot of them that just come to mind, but I'd say some of my best performances are with Bo Bice from American Idol. I'll get to play music with Will Turpin and Collective Soul. Those kind of things are, stick out as some of my best performances.
What's next for you?
What's next? So, like I said, we got this week off. We was in, just coming back from Nashville, then Orlando. I was with, I got to meet David Foster. I got to meet Paya from The Voice, Omar from The Voice. Of course, I was with my day-to-day manager, Mr. Bo Bice. He's from American Idol. And but what's next is we got a sold-out Georgia show on the 17th. And then Royal Caribbean Cruise Line has hired us to do some music on a cruise to Cozumel, Mexico. So we're going to cruise over to Mexico and do some music. And we've got some lake shows coming up. We've got a city of Tucker, Georgia has hired us for their 4th of July stuff. So we've got a lot of good things. We did 80 dates last year, 12 different states. So this year looks to be even better.
Where can people go and see your videos, music, and events?
So we're on wherever you download your music. We're on all the platforms. Wherever you download your music, you can catch some Markwart music. We've got a brand new website that was just reskinned and redone by management, and it's called officialmarkware.com. I believe you can still go to markwaremusic.com, and it may redirect you over, but officialmarkware.com, you can go to our social media platforms, TikTok. Our handle is mwaremusic. Instagram is mwaremusic. And on Facebook, it's Markwart Music. So wherever you want to download the music or catch our videos, our list of shows, we've got a lot of sponsors that help us fulfill our dream and allow us to do our dream, every weekend. So I'm thankful for the sponsors. But you can just check out the website, check out all our sponsors, check out our tour dates. Our videos are on there. We're all over YouTube, just YouTube Markwart Music, and there's some live performances you can probably see, Rich. You can probably see some of them worst performances on YouTube. Some of the things that's been uploaded on YouTube, I wish we could get taken down. But hey, that's who we are, and that's made us who we are. So, you take the good with the bad.
When you ain't playing music, what do you like to do?
So, my most favorite thing right now to do is be Papa. So I got a brand new grand boy. His name's Connor, but we call him Glenn because he ain't stopped moving since the day he was born. He wiggles all the time. So I nicknamed him Brim. Wrote a song about it. The title of the song is Brim, and that we're gonna release that also in the spring. Well, my favorite thing to do when I'm not doing music is be Papa. You know, I'm still connected with the fire service. I've been a fighter all the way up to fire, you know, a division chief at the fire department here in Georgia for 32 years. So I still stay connected with the fire department. And, you know, I help them when I can. And, you know, a couple of days a week, I'll go out and help them with the fire department. So just try to stay busy. Awesome. Well, thank you for what you're doing, Rich. On behalf of myself and the other independent artists out there, like I said, just trying to put food on the table, doing something we love to do. And we couldn't come close to doing this if it wasn't for guys like you and the fans that buy our tickets and listen to our music and buy our merchandise. So thank you for helping the independent artists. Real quick before we wrap it up, I just want to give a shout out to the boys that just helped me week in and week out. Matt Wilson on guitar, David Daugherty on drums, Al Mayhem on the bass, our tour manager, Gary Long, our day-to-day manager, Mr. Bob Ice, and our equipment manager, Johnny Hall. If it wasn't for those guys, you know, and their families that are dedicating and sacrificing this weekend warrior chasing a music dream, I couldn't do it without them. So just wanted to thank them guys as well.